graver the fight, the greater your glory.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Man, I love this song, Hold It All. It feels like a little bit of a personal prayer with this corporate declaration in the bridge. And man, it just feels really special. I know this one's already out.
Yep.
Out there for people to go ahead and go listen to. But man, what's the heart behind it, and kind of where did it birth from?
You know, a lot of these songs, and even the title of my album, The Darker the Night, The Brighter the Morning, it comes from this song. And, you know, a lot of these songs, I was really inspired by the story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16. When, you know, Paul and Silas are out and they're preaching and they're laying hands on the sick and people are getting healed. And so they're doing the work of ministry, you know, and they get thrown in prison. They kind of make some people mad, and they get thrown in prison, and they get beat up, and it says almost beat to death. So they're bruised and they're bleeding and they're chained to the, you know, innermost part of the prison and chained to the wall. And the most amazing thing about that story is that here they are in that situation when they could have easily chosen to say, God, I'm mad at you. I'm bitter. I don't know why you've put me in this place when I was doing what you told me to do. But their response is a song of praise and thanksgiving instead. And I just loved that idea of, you know, sometimes things don't necessarily go the way that you want them to go. And sometimes things look impossible. But God always loves working in impossible situations. And God is always one to come into a dark situation and bring hope and bring light. And the morning always comes, you know? And so I just loved thinking about what kind of song would Paul and Silas be singing in that moment, you know, trying to write some of those songs, just what kind of song that would be. And this was one of the songs on the record that I felt like, you know, a song of praise and thanksgiving in the midst of a hopeless situation, declaring the hope of Jesus, you know. And so that's what this song is about. And I hope that it's a hopeful declaration for people, regardless of what kind of situation that they're in, that they can sit here and they can sit there and sing this song and declare this over themselves and look forward to what God is doing and what God is going to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that bridge, the who can stand against our God. Just the way it lifts there, it's really great.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Well, show us how you're playing it.
So I'm tuned down a half step because the song is an F sharp on the record, but F sharp is a terrible key to try to play in. Yeah.
Or read
so,
a chart in.
Yeah. So I'm playing it in G, so I tuned a half step down. So in G, it starts on the C here, and I'm doing the bass note on the A and the third on the B. So it starts with the C, with the D, with the E minor, the G over B, the D again, and the C. And then you can kind of just kind of pick on this open G string, so it kind of creates this. That's kind of the intro and the verse. And then the chorus is similar. It starts on the same three chords. And then it goes to the A minor, and then back to the E minor, D. And then the bridge is similar as well, but it changes a little bit. It goes to the C, so same three chords again. This time it goes to the D, then the E minor, G over B. So it's three different progressions. They're all very similar, just a couple little changes in each one. But yeah, it's all kind of in that. And if you wanted to kind of do, I like doing kind of an open, where the bottom strings are open a little bit, just kind of gives it some grit, you know? So I do that a lot on these chords. So you could do the same two-finger thing where you play the C and the E there, D and the F sharp, E and the G, and just kind of leave the others open. Drive it a little bit more.
Yeah. Lots of little tips and tricks how to play in G, but not
like the normal standard,
the locked
chords.
Normal way that we all do it. That's awesome, dude. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing it.
Yep. Yeah.